Markets Conversation is a new ION podcast where we discuss topics of importance to capital market participants with product owners, subject matter experts, and industry leaders.
Data allows us to be more proactive. They have a very good quality data and they can analyze that data and get some, you know, really actionable insights about the customer's behavior and the types of business that they're doing. They can actually go out to the customers on a proactive basis and learn a lot more about them and also have opportunity to offer more services to them as well.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Markets Conversation. I'm Ali Curry. On today's episode, Melissa Stevenson from ION Markets will discuss the transformative impact of digitizing data in the foreign exchange industry. While the move to self-service models enhances efficiency and convenience, it introduces a knowledge gap as firms lose insights gained from customer interactions. Melissa will help us understand how embracing a data-driven, decision-making culture is crucial for staying competitive. She will also explain how adopting data analytics that align with your marketing strategies and focus on core objectives can help drive success in the FX market. Let's get started. Melissa Stevenson, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Ali. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Now, let's talk about data, in particular FX data and customer service. Can you share with us the current landscape of digital transformation for FX firms? And what are some challenges that FX firms right now might be facing with digital transformation?
So we're seeing, you know, data and data-driven insights to be a really big topic within for FX businesses in terms of not just looking at data from pre-trade execution side, which is primarily where a lot of the investment has been focused on, but we're also seeing it now, you know, permeate through the post-trade side as well. So data is really starting to be a big part of the entire end-to-end workflow for in FX. I think some of the challenges that we see is in terms of data is really, you know, the data quality and ensuring that, and the fragmentation that firms may have in making sure that they have all the correct data. So data quality being, you know, how good is this data? How is the source of the data? How effective is it? And then again, how quickly can we get this data consolidated as well, especially if they may have like disparate applications where all this data is being captured from. So I think that's definitely a challenge, you know, that we see firms having. But again, it's also another challenge is also being able to use that data effectively. So there could be, you know, millions of points of data, and there's a lot of information that you can get from that data. But again, as long as you have the right tools, right, as well as the right people on how to interpret that data is one of the challenges that we see that clients have as well.
I have recently read some articles that mentioned that in the process of moving FX services online, there's been a reduction in direct customer contact, creating a knowledge gap. Can you tell us more about this? Share with us how firms might counter this reduced interaction. How can they bridge this knowledge gap?
So I think in terms of when we talk about, you know, knowledge gap, I think we've seen in the past, there was more of a reactive approach to dealing with clients. So if, you know, a client would have to call in to say, execute a trade, and then that's where they would be able to maybe engage with their clients in terms of providing them more information, understanding a little bit more of the nature of why they need to do some of this, the business that they're doing. I think with more reactive in the past, what we're seeing now, what data allows, you know, banks to do is to be more proactive. Again, if, you know, if they have the, you know, very good quality data and they can analyze that data and get some, you know, really actionable insights about the customer's behavior and the types of business that they're doing, they can actually go out to the customers on a proactive basis and learn a lot more about them and also have the opportunity to offer more services to them as well.
Share with us some examples of how FX firms can leverage this digital data in a more focused and deliberate manner to make strategic decisions, especially when it comes to customer loyalty and obviously profitability.
Yeah, so I think, you know, from my, you know, what I just mentioned before, you know, some of the data that the banks can collect, they can really understand the, you know, a customer's behavior, or again, you know, from data that they collect, you know, holistically from as a firm, there might be some new services and automation that they can offer to their existing clients. It's not just about the traditional services that, you know, they would normally interact with their customers, but this actually allows them to offer new services, and then their clients would actually feel a lot more value they're being receiving with their relationship with their, you know, with the bank.
This episode is brought to you by ION. At ION, our award-winning foreign exchange software solutions can help you automate and simplify Forex trading processes, along with other daily operations and risk management. We provide an end-to-end solution across the front, middle, and back office, allowing you to scale, not just for FX, but for capital markets and beyond. To learn more, visit us today at iongroup.com/markets or email us at markets@iongroup.com.
So we often hear of the big data treatment, if you will, where firms are using all of this data that they've collected in order to better understand their clients. But this big data treatment can also be used for marketing strategies, right? Tell us how FX firms can effectively integrate some data analytics into these marketing strategies to make sure that they align with their mission critical objectives and specific business goals.
So I think, you know, with data itself, banks and firms, they can create a real focus and targeted marketing approach. So while they're not just looking at, say, one particular client, if they have data that's being collected holistically within the bank, they can see some additional opportunities to offer new services to new customers, not just within, say, their particular area, but also where they can also look to find areas where they can cross-market with other teams within the organization.
Melissa, we've discussed a few key points regarding data and analytics around FX. What is the one big thing that you hope listeners will take away from this episode?
So I think the one big thing is use the data effectively. Ensure that you have good quality data and that you have the right resources internally that can really effectively analyze that data to be able to garner more insight about your business and also be able to provide more value-added services to your customers.
Now, let's switch gears for a minute and talk about career advice and productivity. What is some career advice you wish you had heard earlier in your career?
Some career advice I wish I had garnered was to, you know, to really have a force evaluation in terms of, you know, the job that you're doing. You need to take time to make sure that you're getting value, you're still passionate about what you're doing. And then, you know, if it's something that you don't feel have that same feeling, then it's time to pivot and look for, you know, other areas.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. Let's learn a little bit more about you. Share with us some of your background prior to ION and what you're doing now at ION.
I've been at ION for about 25 years, but before joining ION, I started off as a public accounting at KPMG. I was there for about 3 years and decided to change from public accounting over into FX, the foreign exchange business. And I was over at Deutsche Bank for about 5 years, starting off as a business analyst, and then was on the trading desk as a junior trader. And now at ION, I am in the product management team. My area of expertise is in the foreign exchange and interest rate derivatives, primarily focusing on the post-trade aspect of the FX business.
Melissa Stevenson, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you on the podcast. I hope you visit us again.
Thank you so much, Ali.
And that's our episode for today. You can follow ION Markets on Twitter and LinkedIn. Thank you for joining us. I'm Ali Curry. Until next time.